This is our first meeting of the 2010-2011 Jeremy Shamble Parents Council meeting. First I'm going to say, Jamelos is 56, a key boy, he has, and I want to thank again, this is kind of deja vu, and that we ended our year last year in this place with the speakers.
Cheryl.
But anyway, thank you again to Mr. Hustle for hosting us. And he has just a quick announcement.
Good morning. Thanks. I just wanted to first thank the parents, Katie, who helped set all the refreshments up, to recognize all our partners in education. And PlayStation South, who were generous enough to donate the food for us. Restrooms, they're down the hall, it'll be the last door, right before you turn the corner. There's the adult restroom, and there's also one right in the media workroom. Welcome again.
Okay, we have quite a list of attendees. I'll try to move quickly and just have everyone be recognized. First of all, could all the principals and schoolhouse administrators please stand so we can thank you for doing what you did. And the people for the central office administrators, if you all would stand, please be recognized. We have several DeKalb County School Board members. If you all could please stand and be ready. Thank you for being here. I've heard we have candidates for different offices as well as people that are representing us in the state legislature. So if we have any Department of Education, I think we have state superintendent candidates. Joe Martin here, would you please stand? There we go. And do we have any candidates for the DeKalb County Board of Education here today? And State Legislator, I know we have Fran Miller. Is there anybody else here? And I see my boss standing in the back of the room, so I know we have some Dunwoody City Council people here, Judge Thompson and Mr. Pennigan, I think, and Mr. Wittgenstein are here. Thank you for being here. How about first-time visitors? Anybody here for the first time? Thank you so much for being here. Who brought? Anybody bring you? Carol, hands for them, too. And then, well, we only have some press people here at WSB. Is there anybody else here from the press or from the prior? Okay. And then asking if anybody will, besides WSB, will be recording this meeting. Okay, Mr. Hennigan. So just keep that in mind that, you know, you may be being recorded. So, all right. Very quickly, we're going to run through our business meeting so we can get on to our speakers. We have some main minutes that were around. You all may have seen them. What I'd like to do is have a motion. Well, does anybody have any changes or comments? If not, if I could have a motion to approve the minutes. And second that? Thank you. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any names? Okay. If you will see Ann Coppedge, our corresponding secretary, Ann, if you'll raise your hand or stand up. There you go. If you want to get on the email list, if you're a liaison from the schools or any other kind of representative, if you want to be included, see Ann and she'll get you on our list. Just a quick programming preview. Next month, October 6th, our meeting will be at Chandler Charter High School. And the representative from EDUCAB, which is a group with a mission to facilitate improved school board leadership through engagement, awareness, and training. November 3rd at Chamblee Middle will be about charter clusters, presented by Dan Weber. And December 1st will be at Dunwoody Elementary, and we're still working on the topic on that one. So. As well, I just want you to know we have a website now so that you can go and get past meeting notes. And what we're going to do from now on is post the draft minutes so that we can not have so much paper. You could look at those a couple days before the meeting and come in prepared to say yay or nay. So. And then I know a lot of people on our email list got an email last Friday on the comprehensive policy revision initiative. And it was a very quick turnaround, and so I've asked Mrs. Tyson to talk about that today, and she'll update us on what's going on with that. But thank you to all of you who responded to that, who read it, and gave comments. So appreciate that. Do we have any other new or old business that anyone wants to bring up at this time?
Yes, Cheryl. Senator Redford just came in. He's been appointed to the Professional Standards Commission by Governor Perdue. That's a real nice thing for us out in this area. That's the one that does review teachers, education costs. He just walked in. He's the tallest guy in the room. But he's just been appointed to that position by the governor.
Congratulations. So we'll add that to your bio for the presentation. Okay, yeah.
I just want to comment, I think it was National Walk to School Day, and there were lots of
people
walking to school, and it was a delightful, delightful thing to see.
And I think quite a few of the schools, if not all, in the area observed the Wednesday Walk to School. I know Kingsley does, and I think I've seen some other people walking to school on Wednesdays, but yeah, I saw quite a few people out. Any other business? Okay, well, without delaying any longer, we're going to adjourn our business meeting and move right into Mrs. Tyson, Ramona Tyson. She's with the DeKalb County School System Interim Superintendent. She pretty much left off last year at this same school with this same crowd, so we'll pick up where we left off. And I have your appreciation. And also, following Mrs. Tyson will be Dr. Morsey Beasley, and he is also going to make a presentation. He's the interim deputy superintendent of DeKalb County School. So we appreciate all of you being here, and especially our speakers. Thank you so much.